You know, for at least 20 years, I have been talking about the energy crisis. I've seemed to understand this far better than most people I've met, because it seemed to me that this energy crisis was absolutely obvious. And I'm talking now about the real energy crisis, the spiritual energy crisis. For years, the masters, through me, have been talking about the spiritual energy crisis. And they've called it 100 different names, but it still amounts to the same thing. You have been told, and quite rightly, that the whole of creation is not only made up of energy, but there is free energy running through it. That great and mighty being from Saturn stated that the energies which course through millions of worlds make the heart of small man beat. The very energy which you use in order to make your journeys is the same energy which is used to create a sun. Mankind can worry about the physical energy crisis which faces him today and will face him tomorrow and in the future. But unless he puts the spiritual energy crisis right, he will always be faced with a physical energy crisis. No matter what inventions he comes up with, repeat, prophesy, no matter what inventions he comes up with, he will still run short of physical energy. Unless he solves the spiritual energy crisis. Unless he learns how to use what we term spiritual energy correctly. And when he does this, then no shortage of physical energy can be allowed to hold up his main journey.